Daf Lama Dalad. So we'll start from Daf Lama Gimel Mabez. Rabbi Yirmiyah said that a kalkal is different since you can tilt it and bring it within 10. So Rav Papa said this Gemara, and Rabbi Shmuel asked Rav Papa, how does he do? He carries it. This is based on the Mishnah. The 2 days Yontif. First day he carries it, the Erev, and he stays there till at night, takes it home so he can bring it the next day. And the second day he stays there and he can eat it. So the Gemara says, why? Let him say, if he wanted to bring it, he could bring it. Even though he didn't bring it, it's considered as if he brought it. So Zera said, Zera, because he comes out after Shabbos, which you can't carry on Shabbos. So he asked the question, if he had Kavanah to be Shabbos Yisraelam, and he put his Erev in the wall underneath 10 Tvachim, the Erev is an Erev. Above 10 Tvachim, the Erev is not an Erev. If he had Kavanah to be Shabbos, to stay that on top of a nest or on top of a tower, above 10 Tvachim, his Erev is an Erev. Under 10 Tvachim, his Erev is not an Erev. So the Gemara says, here too, we should say, since he could bend it and bring it within 10 tefach, which should be good. So Rabbi said it's a nailed down tower that you can't bend. Rav says even if it's a tower that's not nailed down, here it's speaking about such a long tower that if he puts it down a little bit, it will go out of his dalaram, so he won't be able to bring it towards him. So the Gemara asks, how's this speaker? If there's windows and rope, let him bring it with a window and a rope. So the Gemara says, there's no windows and there's no rope. If you put it in a pit, even if it's 100 amas deep, so the Gemara says, this pit, where is it? If you're going to say it's a Shusay Yachid, Amad Beis, Pshita, Shusay Yachid goes up to the Kia. And just like it goes upwards, it goes downwards. Elamai, it's a Shusay Rabban, and the Nishkavan Nishbaz, where was he in the Nishkavan to be Shavas? If on top, then he and the Erev is in the same place. If he's on the bottom, Pshita, he and the Erev is in the same place. So Pshat is that he's in the Kamas, and he's in the Nishkavan to be Shavas on top. Rebbe goes to Rebbe that says anything else Shavas, they weren't Goyz of Menashmashas. Next Mishnah, put it on top of a pole, or on top of a reed, on top of a pole, which is pliable. When it's detached and stuck in the ground, even 100 amas tall, it's considered an Erev. So Rav Adbar Amasna asked Rav, if it's dafk, if it's detached and stuck in the ground, yes. But if it's not detached and stuck in the ground, no. Meaning a tree is no good. Who does it go according to the Chacham? It says, Kol d'shur shuvos, they were good as ben ashmash. I said in the Reish Rebbe, and the Reish is Rebbe, and how could that be in the Sefer Rabbanon? So I said, yeah. Rav Chama asked this question. He answered, Reish is speaker of Rebbe, and the Sefer is Rabbanon. Ravina said, the whole thing is going on to Rebbe. Sefer is a gzeir, because he might come to cut this reed, whereas the tree is hard, it won't come to cut it. So we said it was an army that came to Nadon, it was a tight space for the B'smedish. So Rav Nachman said, go make reeds and make a bunch of chairs in the swamp, and tomorrow we'll go sit on it. So Rav Chama asked Rav Nachman, Rav Chama said to Rav Nachman, it dafka is detached and stuck in the ground, yes, but not detached and not stuck in the ground, no. So he said, even reeds, we don't say the same tree, it's not just by a tree. So he said, they speak about the reeds are hard like Uzradin. Where do we see this difference between Uzradin if it's hard or not? Because Lent Nebraisa, Conan, which is bamboo, Atad, and his thorns, Ohigan, both different types of thorns, all hard type of tree, and they're not climb with vineyards. And another Bryce will learn the bamboo, Conan, and Kidnan, which is a type of some urban willows are considered vegetables climb the camps. So we see Conan as machlaikas. So in Levi, it depends if it's hard or not hard in Shmamna. Fractimar, Kida is a type of vegetable, but said you can't graft Pagam with a kida, Levana, because of the white kida, because it's a Yerek B'ilan. So our Papa said, kida is considered a vegetable. Kida Levana is considered a tree. Then we said, if you put it on a tower and you lost the key, it's considered an Erev. That says, if it doesn't know where the key is, then it's not an Erev. So one says, could it be key work? He's in one place and the Erev's in another place. Rav Shmuel that says, it speaks about a tower of Levanim. Shermaya says, Yilada, open it up like a tchil and take it out. It's not considered soisa. Because we learned in the Mishnah, a house that is filled with fruit, if it's sealed and he opened it up, he takes it in a place where it opened up by itself. Remeir says, you can even open like a tchila. I have not bothered to say the name of Shmuel, that it's speaking about the airspace of the bricks, which means it doesn't. Oh, here too, it's also speaking about the airspace of the livni. I have Zera said, the yontu we said, but not on Shabbos. Here too, it's taka yontu. So that's what it says, taka. It says, if it's lost in the cities, Erev is an Erev. Because you can carry the Chagas Chaseres Kafif, is according to Bshimon Lozar. Bshimon. If you lost in the Sada, and Erev, because you can't. If you don't, what's the different city or what's the different field? So we'll learn the Teretz of Shem tomorrow. This is the end of Daf Lamed Dalet.